there's darkness on your horizon and you're walking in darkness, God's word is a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path. That no matter what you're dealing with tonight, no matter where you are in the journey, no matter where you are in the struggle, God's word will light your path. Now, it doesn't mean that's going to make life rosy and easy. But what he will do is he will light the path for your next step by faith. He doesn't always reveal the whole path. Because if he reveals the whole path, there's not a whole lot of faith involved in the path. But when we have that next step of some clarity and we see, oh, this is the way that God's leading, now walk in it. Do not turn to the right nor the left, but just walk in his way. And we see where he's leading, where he's guiding, where he's directing. We see it through the illumination of his word. As the Holy Spirit writes it on the tablet of our heart, we can say, I'm not sure exactly what's going on here, but I do know this. God's word is directing, therefore I'm following. It's a critical, critical concept that the American church has lost. One thing I learned through evangelism and pastoring is this: if I get you with a gimmick, the next week I not only have to keep you with the gimmick, but I have to outdo the gimmick I did the previous week before. But if I get you with the Holy Word of God, if the Holy Word of God captures your heart and truly takes over your heart, I just get out of the way and let God do the work. See, we've overthought this in the American church. That's why the persecuted church right now, thousands upon thousands of people are coming to the cross of Jesus Christ. And there's nothing overly cool about what they're doing. They're opening the Word of God. They're crying out. They're God-centered. They're Christ-exalting. They're Bible-driven. They're prayer-saturated. And God is falling on those places. You know, what we've done here is we're just kind of like, hey, God, you know, we'll put you in your box. And next time we need something, we'll let you out of your cage. Meanwhile, we'll just kind of run around and do what we want to do. And if you wonder why America's in the state it's in today, just watch 30 seconds of any presidential debate and you will see what's going on. When men and women are asleep at the wheel spiritually, this is what happens to our country.
Hey there, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Thanks again for tuning in. We pray you've been encouraged. We pray you've been blessed. But we pray that we've been a blessing to God as we've exalted his word. But we also pray that you will have God's strength for this day.